Well, would a child call another child that told on them? They call them any names?
Yeah, you call them a tattler. They could tell them. Mm.
Okay. Did you have any different kind of games and so forth that you play when you were a child?
Yeah, we used to play a ring play, and then play ball. Girls and old people, ball, baseball.
Then play basketball.
I didn't get done on basketball in really late years. Baseball was all.
How about throwing horseshoes? Did you do that?
Some of them played horseshoes, but I never did play no horseshoes.
What would you call the children who were in school? They students, did they call them?
Yes, that's right.
Okay. Now this is about different kind of sicknesses, like when you get where your joints hurt.
like I am not.
What do you call that one?
Well, back, see, I got arthritis.
A lot of people get that.
I guess long when I raised my children had to be out there in the cold, and we used to have to wash outside and hang up clothes on the line, and they freeze as fast as your hand. So I got too good to get moved at all.
Now, what about if somebody eats something that don't agree with them or something like that, and it come back up? What would you say they did?
That's had to throw up. If something didn't agree with them, I ate too much of it or something.
Yeah, or drank too much or something. And what about somebody who died? You might not say so-and-so died, but you would have a more polite way to...
Well, they say such-and-such a one pays such-and-such a time.
That's the term they use. Well, sometimes they might have a not very nice way of talking about somebody that they didn't like. Might say they kicked the bucket or something. You ever heard anybody?
They kicked the bucket. I have hear people say that, they kicked the bucket. I knew that was going to happen to them, just like it ain't going to happen to them. And that's what we all got to do then.
That's right. That's right. How about, have you ever heard anybody tell stories about some place that's haunted?
Haunted. Who did? Somebody's talking about how people used to talk about different things. Before they don't see nothing. I think they imagine seeing things, but in there, just like I know my own self. When I was a child, I could hear telling some of the day. I didn't even know the first, but yet I'd be scared. And when you think about it, a dead person, you put a dead person down and hang on, doesn't it? But that just was my weak mind.
Well, what would they say would be coming back?
Of course.
A ghost? Any particular place sometimes that they might?
It anyway, be out in the dark. Now you can't see nothing in the dark.
No, not any particular house or anything that people had stories about.
Yeah, I hear people still tell things like that. Like I hear a lady talking not long ago about a house nobody can't stay in it because ants in it. And I don't feel like nothing like no ants. I don't.